Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. This is podcast number 98, regardless of what I say in the next part of the show. I lost track of what episode I was on.
All right, this is Ashlyn Dave, and this is Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I think it's number 95. It might be 94. I haven't had one out in 2 weeks, so it's very possible that it's episode 95. I know it's the week of, May 21st. And I got a little bit of updates. I did a monster training run last week, which I'll talk about. Also, I'm testing out a test riding a product for Ultimate Direction today. And I'm going to do some hill repeats. And got a new iPod. Got new shoes. Feeling pretty good today. It's doing afternoon hill repeats, and I'm going to get started here. What I do is I park my car. It's one of the few runs that I actually run to. I park my car about half a mile from the hill that I'm going to do repeats on. I almost said repeats. And so I do, you know, just kind of warm up a little bit. It's mostly downhill to the hill that I'm going to run up and down. So that way when I'm done, I actually run uphill back to my car. And I'll do approximately 0.22 miles repeats, meaning the distance I do is not quite a quarter mile, and it's not 2/10. It's about 2.22, and I'll try to do that. Try to do that 6 times. So here, trying to do the public math, whatever. Let's see, 0.2 times 6 is what, 1.2. So, but up and down, you know, is just short of a half a mile. So I guess I'll have to add a little bit of miles. I'm trying to get a 5-mile run out of today. I don't know if any of that made sense or not. But got a couple things to update on. If you're a new listener, thanks for downloading the show. If you're a veteran listener, thanks for coming back. I am currently training for a 50-mile ultra marathon. That's going to happen on June 5th. It's the North Face Endurance Challenge, the Washington, D.C. version. I think they already had one up in New York. It's a series, and they have them in different venues. And I've been just trying to consume as much information as possible about the people that did this race last year. And I've been very fortunate to have a listener and a kind of a virtual friend, Richard, who lives up in Northern Virginia. He did it last September, and he has provided me with a whole bunch of information about the race. And there's nothing like knowing as much as possible about a race you're getting ready to do, especially one that's not on the road. So you can't get in the car and go drive the course. It's a trail ultra, so I'll be doing trails. And really, these hill repeats that I've been doing, I did I think it's my third session, probably of no consequence, because I haven't really been doing them enough to, you know, build up those fast twitch muscles really good. But I know for a fact it can't hurt to do them, even if I do walk the uphills on this ultra, which is 50 miles and got a 13-hour cutoff. I put down 11 hours as my estimated finishing time, which is really just a number. My goal is to break 13 hours, obviously, which is like a 15-minute pace. So it's possible. I'm in a real tricky corner right now that kind of have to go from one lane to the other before I get to a straightaway that goes up. It's Blunt's Bridge Road. It's just outside the town of Ashland. It's part of the Patrick Henry Half Marathon course, except I'm doing it in reverse. And getting ready to start uphill here. What I do is I get so lost in how many repeats I've done, even though it's only a few, because, you know, you try to remember, then I look at my Garmin to try to figure out by the distance how many I've done. What I started doing when I come out and do this particular route is when I get to the top, there's a mailbox with a paper box attached to it that I turn around at, and I pick up these pebbles off the road and set them on top of the paper box. And when I get to the top, I just move one to the side. That way I know how many I've done. And then I count the hill on the way back to the car as one also. So it's not a championship regimen by any stretch, but it does work those fast twitch muscles. Now I'm going up. And that's the whole point, is to develop those a little bit. So on race day, you don't get but so winded trying to go up the hills. I got a courtesy right there. You can always tell if somebody gets over enough, they go all the way in the other lane. To me, that's giving me a courtesy. If they just kind of get halfway over, that's a jackass. So I prefer the people that are giving me the courtesy and probably runners themselves. All right, it's a little surprising. I just started my run 5 minutes in, and I'm already winded going up this hill. But fortunately, it's all in the shade. That's the best. That's why I've chosen this particular section to do my hill repeats on. It's pretty steep. I'd much rather walk it. But the whole point is to run it. And I've talked to people that when they do their hill repeats, they try to sprint up the hill, then they walk down. I just run up, one foot in front of the other, top a turn around, jog down real easy. And that's just the way I do it. I prefer to keep running. So, fortunately, I'm getting kind of winded right now. Kind of surprised myself. Be at the top in a second, and I'll be able to take a little bit of a breather. And might even have to take a break from podcasting here just to catch my breath. Okay, on the downhill now. I'll get in a rhythm here in a few minutes. Always takes a little bit. All right, let's talk about my new products, and then I'll get into the monster 30 miler I did last week. That's right, 30 miler all at one time, and I'll talk about that here in a minute. All right, I had to go ahead and get a new iPod. I had my old one was a little iPod Shuffle, and the day that I did the Seashore Nature Trail 50K back in December of 2009, once that thing got wet, it started getting really goofy. The volume went up and down on its own. It would get real faint for no reason. And keep in mind, it was charged. I never had any trouble. And ever since then, even when I had it fully charged, even when I've reset it, it still kept screwing up. All right, I got double cars here. I'm going to get squished. I'll just let them have the road. I'm no hero. Don't need it that much. So I suffered through, and I kept thinking maybe it'll snap back. I tried going online to these sites that solve your problems for you on electronic gadgets, and couldn't find anything real worth following up on. I mean, there's some crazy people that were saying to put it in the microwave and whatnot, but finally just went to Target and got a new one, the same style, because you can't buy the smaller postage stamp size or shape. Can't get those anymore. You have to buy the real slender one. These are the ones with no screen. I don't need video. I got a big ass TV in my house. I don't need to carry videos with me. And so I did that for the short term, because I wanted to go ahead and do a long run this weekend again, And I wanted some tunes to listen to for when I'm not running with my buddies. But what I also did is I bought the older style. I bought it used out of Amazon for half the price. And that's my backup. So on race day, I'll have two. Because I don't know how long they last. I guess they'd last as long as a 50 miler. But that way I've got two iPods. They're easy to store. And that way there's not going to be any trouble with not having some kind of motivator with sound if I need that. There's some people that need that, some people that don't care. And I'm one of those that tends to like that when the going gets tough. As you can tell, I'm going back uphill now. So I got my new iPod. So far it's working. Also got my new Brooks Adrenalines, courtesy of Dirt Dog. Out of Dirt Dog's podcast. Check him out. There'll be a link in the show notes. He cut me a good deal. Probably one time only. But appreciate that, Mike. The old Brooks I had. Yeah, that's only 1 mile. It's awful. 10:26. Second repeat. The old Brooks I had, I ran for 417 miles. And previously, I had been just tossing shoes around 300 miles because they were stinking so bad. But these not only held up, but I've been using the Stuffits. It's that product that has the, they look like feet, but they're cedar lined things you put in your shoes. And I use those, and I think they saved them from the odor because my feet perspire so much, and I doubt the shoes really dry out that much. And I've talked to some people that, you know, switch out shoes. I'm just kind of a one pair at a time kind of guy. But the other ones, they were just kind of wearing down, starting to feel a little flat. And since I needed to break some new ones in before my June 5th race, went ahead and ordered up some new ones. And Mike helped me out with that. So, Mike, thank you. I guess my check didn't bounce, huh? So I got my shoes, got my iPod, and I am trying out a product, an Ultimate Direction brand product. It's called the Access. Essentially, it's a water bottle waste pack. It has a little pouch, and it has a pouch for a regular size water bottle. You know, the size that you put on your bike or something. I guess that's 20 ounces. You know, I've never really measured those to see how much I'm drinking. Because, you know, it doesn't say on here anything. You'd think it would say 20 ounces or maybe that's, I think it's bigger than 16 ounces. Anyway, I'm kind of wearing it to the side. So far, I like it. I'm not wearing it directly behind me. I'm kind of wearing it on my right hip. And I do like it. I haven't taken any swigs from it yet. For really, for this training run today, I don't really need to carry any water. But I promised Phil over at Ultimate Direction that I would try it out and give some feedback. So Phil, I'll mention a little bit at the end of the show here what I thought of it. So far, so good. Phil also sent me several other products that I'm gonna try over time and make a couple comments about. Won't make a real big issue out of it. If you want some additional information about what I thought of certain things that I try out, which I'll mention the model on the show, just send me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to share with you in my honest opinion. I had a little bit of wind on the uphills. All right, just finished three. And I'm definitely sweating now. And I've only been running for 15 minutes, not even that. All right, let's talk about the Monster Jam, 30 miles. I felt so good about my running ability after this 30-mile run that I did last week. It took me just over 6 hours. 6 hours and approximately 12 minutes. Give or take some, because I didn't stop it at the end. I did it down in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, so it was all flat. Had everything going my way. The weather was perfect, mid-60s, no humidity at all. And, you know, the wicking material in my clothes worked perfect. Well, with the exception of my shorts. Talking about my shirt. So I wasn't carrying any weight in my shirt. I was talking about before, my brother runs a coffee shop down there at Milepost 13 on the beach. And I used his shop as a home base. So I was running north, 3.5 miles, coming back in. And the reason I was doing 7 mile loops, because I was staying 3 miles to the south of where his shop was. So I was trying to do the math to get it all to work out. I actually had to end up running south of the house to make 30. Now, it was supposed to be a 20 mile training run, and then following it up with a 10 miler the following day. But I decided against that because it was kind of a fraternity reunion weekend. And I went down a day early just to get my training in. And as you can imagine, that type of weekend at the beach is not conducive to endurance running or anything of a physical activity other than, 12-ounce curls, that kind of thing. So anyway, I started out real early and was just on fire. And I think, but I'm not positive, but I think the reason I had no trouble is because I started trying the S-caps. And I'm going to do those again this weekend to see if that was just a fluke or not. I took two every hour, thereby succeed. If you've listened to the Running Stupid podcast, you've heard Coach Ken talk about them. I decided to order them. I did that a couple weeks ago, and I decided to try them out for the first time just to see what effect they had. And I never got that sluggish feeling, that feeling that I just can't go on. Never got that feeling. Oh, here's one with no courtesy. My legs never felt like lead. I drank a whole lot of water. Now, these S-caps are potassium and sodium. And I actually did, I ran with no sports drink. I just did water and food. And yeah, I averaged over a 12-minute mile. But let me tell you how I accomplished it. Because I really never got bored. What I did was I alternated my pattern. And got courtesy on that one. And what I mean by that is, if you're a veteran listener, you know I do a run walk for these long ass distances. Saves my knees. The experience is enhanced just a little bit. I like to have in the mental break of knowing that I've got I don't have to keep my muscles flexed. I know that's coming up, and it's amazing what that does to you. So, first hour is 8 and 2, 8 and 2, 8 and 2, etc. Second hour, 5 and 5 for 60 minutes. So that's right, 30 minutes of that was walking, but it was alternated. And what I had been toying with is actually during the ultra, was in the middle of the race, or a third into the race, whatever a third of 50 is. See, I can't do public math. Whatever a third of 50 is, I guess that's less than 25, right? I guess I could figure it out if I had a few minutes and I wasn't podcasting. But at around the third mark, I was actually contemplating just having, say, a 15 to 20 minute walk session of powerful walking before I geared up into my pattern again. And some ways that was just to kind of reset instead of feeling the pressure of having to go that whole distance without, you know, being able to take my own breaks. Because, you know, everything I've read, your first 50 miler, know what the cutoff hour is, and just work to break the cutoff hour. Don't worry about some other type of finishing time. All right, getting ready to start my fourth hill repeat. getting hot out here. So, you know, I started relaxing a little bit on what I was trying to do for my finishing time, because I keep comparing everything to Sterling Gym, which was 8:46, 8 hours 46 minutes for 42 miles. But, you know, I got to forget about that, because, you know, this year is a different year, different month, different terrain. Although Sterling Gym was, that was a mother when it came to hills. I mean, you're going up. I mean, they weren't really mountains because it's in Tennessee. But as far as mountains, they were the mountains of Tennessee. It's just not like the Smoky Mountains or anything like that. Not that big. So to get back into this pattern discussion, the second hour I went 5:05, and I really, really liked that. Didn't slow down a whole lot, because on those 5-minute runs, you can pick it up a little bit, knowing that there's a 5-minute walk break coming up. And it just messes with your psyche. And before you know it, the hour's is gone. And the 5 minutes of walking actually got a little long. So I might, you know, work with that a little bit. Third hour, back to the 8:02. Fourth hour, 5:05. Fifth hour, back to the 8:02. And then I just, when I had 2 miles to go, I just ran that all the way with some, I might have stopped here and there a little bit. And in there might have been fourth hour. There might have been a couple 7 and 3s. I don't really remember any of note, but I had a 5:05. The way I just kind of stuck it in there periodically, and that made up for that straight 15-20 minute walk, which I decided not to end up doing. All right, fifth repeat done. Man, I am getting sweaty now. All right. So, of course, when I go back to my group, and there were 8 of us this year, 8 guys from college, keeping in mind that I've been out of college since 1991, and this is a core group of guys I've kind of stayed in touch with. So we do this yearly trip just to, you know, reconnect. We've been out for a couple nights, do a little fishing, sitting around, you know, hashing over the old times, just like old friends do. Well, when I got back from my run Thursday afternoon, more people had showed up, and I was really trying to get there, get showered, and getting my feet up before anybody else really got there. And here's the reason: you just can't explain to people why you're out here doing these strange distances. I mean, if I understood it myself, then I would know why I'm doing it. So if I don't really know, I mean, what am I chasing? I'm not really sure. I guess if I ever catch it, I'll know. But I mean, so how do you explain that to, you know, mere non-running civilians? You just can't. And I even got a friend that's doing a triathlon who runs, cycles, swims, and he doesn't really know. Well, I mean, he even does half marathons, but he has no idea why I want to go farther than that. And, you know, you can load them with the personal challenge crap. Nobody really believes you. They just look at you like you're kind of crazy. And that evening, when we were sitting around, that's when I realized that I really was different than a lot of people. Because I think I hung in there with my runner's high pretty for, seemed like a while. And I just don't, I kept focusing on my recovery, how would I feel the next day. And I don't know, it took me a night to get through it. And I ended up staying in that night and just watching TV. Because I couldn't walk. I just needed to keep my feet up and be relaxed and not stuck out in the restaurant or something like that. All right, so I've already lost track of what number hill repeats I'm on. I think I'm on number 6. So you see how, maybe somebody out there listening knows. I've forgotten. That's why I keep those little pebbles on this paper box. So the 30 miler is supposed to be the 20 miler. And about halfway through the 20 miler, I think it was around 10 or 11, I kind of was questioning myself. All right, if I was to start over right now, could I do 20 miles? Because I felt so fresh. And when I got to 20, I just said, okay, let me do a marathon. And I was actually kind of calculating in my head how far down south I could go to get the mileage to end up around the house we were renting. And I don't know, I just morphed into 30. Kind of hard to explain, but I will say I was tired. I was ready for it to be over, but I wasn't puking. I wasn't falling over. Matter of fact, it actually hurt more to walk at that point than it did to shuffle along. And I was trying to run along at a 10-minute pace when I was walking, just to keep the average way down below 15, which puts me too close to the 13-hour mark, which is a cutoff. And I think I'll be okay on race day. It's, I hate to say that. I don't want to jinx myself or anything like that. All right, that is repeat number 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, I'm going to take a little walk break here. Take some water in. All right, what I'll do is I'll recover for another minute, run down the hill, go up the other side. That'll be 7 repeats. And I'll run past the car and figure out my mileage to get in a 5-miler and then head home. I got to go to the grocery store on the way home anyway. I hate driving to a run. I much prefer to run to it. But doing that 30 miles is, I mean, I hacked my way through it. Don't get me wrong. But think of how good you feel when you got this huge thing coming up, like a 50-miler. And you're trying to figure out how the hell you're going to cover that distance. And your training weekends are just getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, where fitting in runs, long runs, multi-hour runs, becomes almost impossible. Hindsight, I should have done a different 50-miler because the weekends just started. I mean, I had trips out of town to see family, trips to see old friends. This weekend, my wife's doing a triathlon on Sunday, so I can't do a double long run. It's just, you know. So getting in that 30 miles, knowing that I covered that distance within recent memory, and because, the 40 miler from last year, that's last year. A lot can happen in a year. But in this training cycle, getting in a 6-hour run just really did a lot for me going into June 5th. Now, June 5th may be a complete bust. You know, wake up, I got a stomach issue, or I trip and fall, or my stomach cramps up in the first 10 miles, and so I'm always running with some kind of side stitch. You know, there's all kinds of things that could go wrong. It could be pouring down rain. You know, lots of things can go wrong, just with any race. But if things are good on race day, and I get to a point where I need to think back to a successful training run, I'm going to remember that 30-miler and how I adjusted my patterns and how it seemed to work to my advantage. And, you know, see, maybe the S-caps would help too. I've always thought that I had some hydration issues. Because, I did urinate over the course of those 6 hours, whereas Sterling Gym, I started having some issues. Even back in that first 50K I ran 2 years ago, beginning of last year, I got a little worried. Never had that trouble last week. So I got so many things that went good. The only problem is that it wasn't 50 miles, it was only 30. And I actually covered the marathon distance, I think, in about 4 hours and 40 minutes. I think. I don't remember. But I remember thinking that if that was all I was doing, I think I could have picked up the pace and had a pretty good marathon time, if that was marathon day. Of course it wasn't. And, when But it's an organized race. Everything's going to be different anyway. All right, I'm hurting. I'm gonna walk for a minute. All right, we're back running. It's just kind of hot today. And that and the fact that I haven't done consistent hill repeats, the hill training. You know, I really paid dearly for that at Charlottesville. So I plan to get out here for my training runs next week. They're going to be a little more intense than regular midweek training runs. I ran 5 miles earlier this week at a real leisurely pace with my dog, Blue. Hadn't been out with him in a while. And it was mid-60s, felt cool, but it was humid once I got started. So next week I'll get out here and do some more of these repeats, and hopefully on race day some of those fast twitch muscles will not produce so much acid so quick, and be able to recover a little easier. So really looking forward to June 5th. Hard to explain. Hard to explain. Don't know, really know why I'm doing it. Just to prove something to myself. Still trying to figure out what my personal distance limit is. You can always go one step further than your limit. And I guess I'll find out June 5th. It'll build some character. And I've got my pacers worked out. Got my crew worked out. Dr. Smitty's gonna drive up from Chesapeake, pace me the last 14 miles. My buddy John from Team Incognito is gonna meet me around the 27-mile mark and do about 6 to 7, depending on the terrain. And Ryan, another loyal Team Incognito member, is gonna be my crew. And he's gonna arrive mid-morning, because the crew only has access to certain points, and he's gonna try to get up as early as he can. Can't really expect him to get up at so early, because I'm going up the night before. All right, I forgot to mention that the last hill repeat goes past the car, and it's about 3/4 of a mile up a hill. I just count that as one and just keep running. That's why I'm still really winded, because it gets out in the sun a little bit. So I think I'm pretty much set on the 50 miler. I'll put a link in the show notes. North Face Endurance Challenge. They got lots of information on the site, and there's a search trend on the internet. Like I was saying earlier, I was trying to consume as much information about the race as I could. And I've only seen one guy put a video together, which looks pretty cool. And the pictures on the site, on North Face's site from last year's race, there's not that many of them, and they're all kind of close-ups. They don't show too much of the course of the terrain, and I think the course is the same. So we're looking forward to that. Tom and Rodney are going with me. Both Tom ran Boston, and Rodney was trying to qualify for Boston Shamrock, but didn't quite make it. I've already talked about that race. So as I get closer to the biggest physical event that I'll ever do in my life, or up to this point, I guess never rule out 100K, right? So as I ramp up to that, I look for inspiration. Different things. Sometimes it's inspiration just for happy thoughts. Sometimes I'm looking for inspiration, stuff I can clasp onto and keep with me during the race. So what I did is I watched a movie I've watched before called Running on the Sun. If you've never seen it, I highly recommend that you buy it. I don't think you can really rent it anywhere. Video store we had in Ashland's closed. They wouldn't have it anyway. It's about the 2003 Badwater Ultra Marathon. I think it was 2003. This is the 135-mile race across Death Valley. That's more than five marathons. And you can get it at Zombie Runner, and that's where I bought it. And I'll tell you, if you need some inspiration, it doesn't matter if you're running 10K or a half or whatever. Just seeing what some of these guys went through, and talking about there's two amputees. One guy finishes, the other guy doesn't. But you'll understand why. I don't think it's because he doesn't have the mental strength to do it. I think he was going to literally wear the skin through on a stump. I think that would have been probably pretty bad for him had he done that. I think he made 60-some miles. Anyway, it's a great movie. It's put together pretty good. And I watched it last night, or a night before, Tuesday night. Oh yeah, Tuesday I got together with some of Team Incognito for a little celebration dinner for one of our members who got her master's degree. So Shannon, well done. That was fun to get together with some of the folks. Miss Kelly, Miss Kreider, Miss Megan. Didn't see y'all there. Sorry you couldn't make it. It was fun. Had a good time. And I learned that, or I got to talk with Ryan some because he's going to crew for me. But I learned that two other folks, Matt and Dana, are actually going to come up, see me finish in the Ultra before I think they head to Maryland for something. So it's really going to be cool. Really looking forward to it. So now I have to come through now. I told all these people I'm doing it. Got cyclists coming. How's it going?
Hi.
All right. All right, I'll talk about the Ultimate Direction Access. It's a pretty good pouch. Purposely didn't drink a whole lot of water because I want to see how much the Ultimate Direction Access would bounce. And I started with it on the side of my hip, kind of because it's kind of slanted forward like a holster. And I did run with it some on my back, you know, in the small of my back, but it bounced too much. And I can't really tighten it up any more than I already have. And the reason for that is I've already got it hanging under my Dunlop. If you're a guy, you know what that is. And any tighter is gonna probably make my stomach hurt. So I moved it back to the side, and I very well could use this during the Ultra. Carry one bottle in one hand, carry one on my waist, because it's got a little pouch, and it barely bounces on my side. Not at all, hardly. Got another car coming. So I could really seriously use this. So Phil, thanks, and I'll try to email you the comments so you can use those for whatever you need them for. Appreciate the free product. And we're gonna, about 4.4 in, gonna run down this hill, turn around and come back up, and that should be it. And I'll have some words when I get back to the car, probably. All right, that's 5 miles. 5 miles and 53 minutes in bed for all hills. Ended up being a little bit more than I bargained for. What I should have done was when I got to the top of the hill, repeat on my last one, just keep going straight because it levels out there. Instead, I turned around, did that 7th repeat, kept on going, and then turned around, came back down, passed the car again, then went up on a little trailhead here off the road, and that's it. I wish I'd brought a towel because now I got to sit on that car seat, which, you know, it's always good to have a towel after a sweaty run, you know? Well, let me say a couple more things about the Ultimate Direction Access. Not that I'm endorsing any products. I'm just commenting on the one I got sent for free, so can't complain. The problem I have with stuff that goes around my waist is I don't have the kind of body where a shirt stays down. My shirt gets all wadded up underneath of it. And So I've actually got my shirt is all bunched up in the back, and I like using my shirt tail to wipe my face off. I was using my sleeve today, but it really didn't work out too bad. It doesn't move around, so I could actually use this if I tuck my shirt in. That way it doesn't get all bunched up, and I'll just figure out a different way to wipe my brow off. I started running with the bandana around my neck, which really helped to kind of wipe my brow a little bit, because I get so much sweat coming down off my forehead, and I found some sunglasses that kind of block it and make it go to the sides, but then I need to wipe it off my cheeks, and usually a shirt sleeve is just close enough to do that, and so does a bandana around the neck. I just leave it loose enough. So, pretty good product. I'm going to check out some of the other stuff he gave me. And I'll link the Ultimate Direction on the website, because I actually use one of their handheld water bottles, and I'll continue to do so. I like it because it has a little pouch on it, and after a while you don't even realize that you got it on. And another good thing about this run is the darn iPod actually worked. No issues there. All right, can't get my car open. All right, pretty good 5 miler. 53:27, not bad for running hills.
All right, the show went a little late this week. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to hit the email bag because I've got a whole slew of those, and I don't want to slight anybody. So I'm going to forego that this week, and because the show went past 40 minutes. And if you do want to email me, I'll put it in the next show. It's ashlanddave@gmail.com. And you can check out the regular podcast website at ashlanddave.podbean.com. And I think what I'll do with the next show is probably open it up with the email bag. That way I make sure I get to those emails, because there's some cool ones in there, and I think there's a couple training reports in there from different listeners. And I do hear from a kind of a core group on a week or every other week basis, which is really cool. And I really like to hear from folks. And the only drawback to that is I really wish I could reply to emails sometimes with more more lengthy than I do. And it's only because... frankly, sometimes I'm checking those emails at work, and I have to really be careful about that, because I don't have so much time to do that, and I don't want to spend all evening on the computer at home either. So hopefully you understand that, but I do try to respond to each one. And but when I get to the show, that's my time to respond. So I'll definitely do that in the next show. I'll be out with episode 99 coming up very soon, and what I'm trying to do is time it so episode 100 is the 50-miler race report, or on location at the 50-miler. I haven't really quite figured out what I'm going to do. A lot of it depends on if I can carry some gear with me. So anyway, that's very exciting coming up. Hopefully you'll stay tuned to this podcast to find out how I do on the 50-miler. But I'll have another show in between, because my training is still going on. And I was trying to get in some more trail runs before the 50-miler, but it's just hard. With Memorial Day and my wife's involved with this triathlon, that's kind of getting in the way of my training, but I'm not going to let her know about that. So anyway, this is Ashland Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashland, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.